When you hear the notion of a string trio, you probably think Bach, Mozart, music like that. The US trio Time for Three has really pushed the boundaries of what's possible to do with two violins and a double bass. They're just as comfortable playing a string concerto or one of their own compositions, but they're also fantastic at playing covers of Kanye West, Katy Perry, Leonard Cohen, for instance, and they have clocked up hundreds of thousands of views for these and all their songs on YouTube. Time for Three are here in Australia at the moment. As you can hear, they're here with me in the breakfast studio. They're going to be playing with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra this week. Zach Depew, Nick Kendall and Renan Meyer, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
It's great to be here.
Zach, the trio was unconventional from the start, way back when you were studying at music school, I think is when you got together. You found out that you all loved classical music, but you loved pretty much everything else as well.
Well, we went to this very small music school in Philly called the Curtis Institute of Music, and it's about 160 students there at any one time, and it was very easy for us to find each other because at that time we were the only three that liked to jam and improvise on melodies from any type of music, any walks of life, so anything from classical, bluegrass, jazz, hip-hop, and out of that, the teachers and the faculty found out about Time for Three doing this, and they started booking us, and it's just been an organic process since then.
Is it true that you really became sort of famous when the lights went out once in the concert hall?
Well, yeah, that was sort of our first international news thing.
And what happened?
The Philadelphia Orchestra was supposed to play Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, and there was a huge power outage. And for those of you who don't know, you know, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony has the full orchestra and the full choir. So it's, you know, hundreds of musicians up on stage and 5,000 restless fans waiting for them to start. But, you know, you kind of need the music for that one. Anyhow, couldn't do it. No lights. So they asked Zach and I, because Nick wasn't there, to go out and entertain. And
Phil.
And we said,
get
no
out there and fill.
Rob. And we did. And that was kind of a big thing for us.
What did you play then?
I think I remember Chardash, Jerusalem Ridge, a lot of folk music. It was all arrangements at that point. And you could hear a pin drop. It was incredible. They were so respectful and loving. And 40 minutes later, we had a career.
Now, you're famous because of YouTube, because of things like your Katy Perry song, for instance, Firework. If we've got time, I'll get you to play a little bit of that. But you are going to play something of your own today, aren't you?
Today, yeah. I mean, we're really excited. So we actually have an album out with Universal, and I think we're going to perform live on air a song that Renan wrote called Banjo Love, which is homage to somebody that we all really respect and an innovator on his instrument himself, is Bela Fleck, who is this incredible virtuoso banjo player. And Renan wrote that song, Banjo Love. So we'll play that in a little bit.
And what? Let's play it now. Can we hear Banjo Love now?
Yeah. Even better. This is Banjo Love. Thank you.
Who needs Katy Perry when you've got the real thing? That's Banjo Love, written and played by Time for Three. It's their own creation. And I wish you could see them. They are so energetic. They are having such a good time. It's really infectious. Zach Depew, Nick Kendall, Ranan Meyer, thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you for having us.
What a pleasure.
It is a real pleasure. And Time for Three are playing with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra at the Opera House in Sydney this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights.